Rainbows and unicorns are appearing everywhere. From bumper stickers to window ornaments, they even appear on children's toys. And some religious leaders are suggesting that these symbols are marks for the New Age movement. Others actually theorize that there's a sinister plot afoot by New Age leaders to infiltrate various areas of our society with the New Age doctrine. Now, while I'm not a conspiracy buff, I must admit that the New Age movement is a reality. The title New Age movement is simply an attempt to describe or group those Hindu-type cults that have infiltrated Western society. Such groups as Christian Science, Unity, EST, now called the Forum, Theosophy, Rosicrucianism, Ramtha, and a host of others are examples of New Age cults. Astrology, reincarnation, mental telepathy, tarot cards, even UFOlogy and trance channeling are representative of New Age practices. Some of the leaders of the New Age movement include Shirley MacLaine, the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, Jay-Z Knight, and Werner Erhard. First of all, let's look at the doctrine of the New Age movement. This chart shows how the New Age believer conceives God to be, at least in his original state. Notice that God is self-contained. He's absolute. But more than that, he is impersonal essence or force. Three key words. Absolute, self-contained. He's impersonal, divine essence or force. On the second chart, you see that at some unknowable point, there was a break in the dike, so-called, and this God essence, this divine essence, began to flow forth. We can liken it to spilling a quart of milk. First, the milk is contained in the bottle, and then it's knocked over, and the fluid begins to flow from its original source. Then on the third chart, I want you to notice that this divine essence begins to flow away from its source. Notice on the chart that some of this essence stops very close to the source. We label this angels. More of the divine essence flowed out further. Notice that's labeled cow. That's why we call it a holy cow. Then you have man. Some of the divine essence flowed out further, and that's man. And then further yet, these represent the animals. And then further yet, insects and rocks and dirt. This is the creation. This is the pantheistic worldview or the New Age worldview, how things came into being. And thus, the New Age believer feels that all of creation is actually made of the same divine essence as this impersonal God. This flowing forth of the God essence from its original source is called in the Sanskrit Sankara, and it means a going away from. The dike broke. The divine essence flowed forth, and it's flowing away from its source, Sankara. That is the New Age concept of creation. Now let us look at the New Age concept of salvation. The goal of the New Age movement for each believer is to get back to his original source, back to the Godhead. In fact, the Hare Krishna movement has a magazine by that very title, Back to the Godhead. But how does the New Age believer, the follower, get back to the Godhead? There are four major steps. First, the New Age follower must realize his true identity, that he is divine. How does he learn this? First, he aligns himself with a New Age cult, such as the Hare Krishnas or the TM, Transcendental Meditation folks, or one of those other type groups. Second of all, he aligns himself with a teacher, a New Age teacher, or a so-called enlightened one, an avatar. In the past, Jesus was said to be one of these New Age teachers, as well as Buddha and Zoroaster. Today, Ramtha, the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, or even Shirley MacLaine claims to be a New Age teacher who can impart enlightenment to the hungry soul. Third, the New Age follower must have his uninitiated eyes opened to the fact of who he really is. He is God. This comes when the avatar or the teacher imparts to him some hidden knowledge, occult wisdom. Then he has a sudden burst of enlightenment called self-realization or God consciousness. And he can now say, I am God. He believes himself truly to be God, made of that one divine essence that flows throughout the entire universe. So first, he must realize his divinity. Second, the New Age follower must experience his own divinity. It's one thing to know intellectually that he's divine. Now, he must experience it firsthand. How can this be accomplished? Through chanting, through meditation, through yoga, through drugs, through fasting. Anything that will cause him to lose consciousness with the real world around him. And suddenly, through these methods, after they're practiced for a long period of time, he will reach a point where suddenly he loses consciousness of reality, which we call an altered state of consciousness, and the New Age follower has a mystical experience. What does this experience mean? His teacher interprets it for him in light of New Age teachings. The teacher may say, you have just experienced your own divinity. You've experienced the kingdom of God within. You've experienced oneness with the universe. You've experienced oneness with that impersonal force called God. The third step in attaining salvation, according to the New Age beliefs, is that upon death, the soul moves a step back toward its original source. This is accomplished through many cycles of reincarnation. The individual dies. The soul moves to the spirit world. It reincarnates in a body over and over again, actually up to 8 million times. Of course, each cult claims to have a shortcut to get back to the Godhead, to short-circuit the cycle of reincarnation, to free the New Age follower from this horrible experience of having to be reincarnated over and over and over again. Once you discover the secret of short-circuiting the reincarnation cycle, you can experience pure God consciousness. At this point, we come to step number four. Once freed from the cycle of reincarnation, the pure soul can be absorbed totally into the Godhead, go right back to its original source. When this occurs, the individual loses his personality, his uniqueness, in fact, his individuality. He becomes non-existent. That is the goal for the New Age follower, to totally get back to the source, be absorbed into the Godhead, that original impersonal pool, and become non-existent. New Age leaders illustrate this so-called truth by pointing to the ocean. You know that the mist rises from the foam as the waves pound against the shore. In this mist are little particles of water, each one individual, each one totally unique, just as a snowflake is totally unique. But then that particle of mist drops back into the sea and is absorbed into nothingness. It loses its individuality and loses its uniqueness. That is what happens to the soul at salvation, according to New Age theology. The Buddhist calls this experience nirvana, blissful nothingness. Now briefly, let's discuss how you can share the true gospel of Jesus Christ. What is the best method of sharing the gospel with a New Age follower? I believe by turning to John's Gospel, chapter 3, where the story of Jesus and Nicodemus is recorded, we have an excellent pattern to accomplish this goal. The narrative begins this way. And there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews, who came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Here Jesus said that Nicodemus had to be born again. Do you know what Nicodemus thought Jesus was speaking about? He thought that he had to be born again physically. Reincarnation. Listen to Nicodemus' response. How can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus immediately says, that's not what I'm talking about, Nicodemus. I'm not talking about a physical birth. I'm talking about a spiritual birth. Not a reincarnation, but a birth that occurs within your spirit. Do you know why I like using John chapter 3 with New Age followers? It's because it has an answer to all the false doctrines that the New Age movement presents. And here is an answer to those who hold to reincarnation. In fact, you may want to use Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27, where it says it's appointed unto man once to die. Not many times, not 10 times, 20 times, or 30 times. Once to die, and then the judgment. Jesus said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. Listen to Nicodemus' response. Nicodemus answered and said unto Jesus, how can these things be? He didn't even understand what Jesus was talking about. Jesus gives him the answer. Down in verse 14, Jesus says this, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. You need to read that and explain what this passage is talking about. Remember how the Jewish people, the children of Israel, were being bitten by serpents, and the poison was entering their system, and they were dying? God's solution was for Moses to put a serpent upon a pole, and the people were simply to gaze upon that serpent, and they would be healed. The people had a problem, poison, inside of them. The solution was outside of them. They were to look upon that serpent. Likewise, we have a problem. Sin. It's a problem on the inside. We have a solution. The cross, which is on the outside of us. The New Agers teach that you need to look within yourself for the answers. That's not what Jesus said. Jesus said, no man can enter the kingdom of God unless he's born again. The kingdom of God isn't something that's within you, although they quote a passage out of Matthew that seemingly says that. In reality, that verse says the kingdom of God is within your midst, not within your heart. Here Jesus says you have to be born again to enter into the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is the rule of God in this world. It's God's church, God's family, God's millennial reign. You can enter into that kingdom by being born again. How are you born again? By looking to Jesus Christ who died on the cross. Then in verse 16, the key verse, John 3:16, says this, for God so loved the world that he gave. The reason I like this verse is because even a New Age follower is familiar with John 3:16. Everyone knows that verse. And what this verse does is shows us, number one, that God is a person. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave. God so loved, He's capable of loving. He's capable of giving. He's capable of hearing. He has a will. He can see you. He can speak. He's not an impersonal force, as the New Age teachers offer. He is a God who can be known, so much that Jesus called him a father. For God so loved the world, he's a person, that he gave his only begotten Son. That's Jesus Christ. Jesus isn't one of a whole list of avatars or teachers. He is the only begotten Son of God. John 14:6, we find Jesus saying, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes to the Father but by me. You don't get to this personal God through Buddha or Ramtha or the teachings of Edgar Cayce, only through Jesus Christ. In Acts chapter 4, it says that Jesus Christ is the only name by which man can be saved. When you have a chance, look that up. Acts chapter 4, verses 10 and 12. And then let me read for you just one passage of Scripture out of Hebrews chapter 10, verses 10 and 12. Hebrews 10:10-12. It says, we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ, that's on the cross, once for all. And then it says, and this man, Jesus Christ, after he offered one sacrifice, now listen to this, he offered one sacrifice for sins forever. He wasn't only the teacher for his age. He's the master teacher for all ages. He's the only begotten Son, and his death on the cross was sufficient sacrifice forever. And then it said, he sat down at the right hand of God. Not only did he die, but he rose from the dead, and he's seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. And so John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world, that's a personal God, that he gave his only begotten Son, that's Jesus Christ. And you know 1 Timothy 2:15 says that there's only one God, and there's only one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. He's the only begotten Son. That whosoever believeth on him, that's Jesus Christ. And that word believe means to depend upon, to trust him to save you, not reincarnation, not your efforts to get back to the Godhead. But whosoever believeth on him, trust him, commits his life to him, depends upon him, risk your eternity upon him, shall not perish, but have everlasting life. You at that point, you need to tell the New Age follower, when he believes at that point, he will be born again and he will enter the kingdom of God. You need to go to your Billy Graham handbook at this point, and turn to page 5 and follow the instructions how you can lead a person to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. May I make 4 additional recommendations? Number 1, make sure you exhibit a Christ-like loving attitude. Number 2, make sure you make constant use of your Billy Graham counselor's handbook. Number 3, don't share your conversion experience. New Age followers have had many experiences, probably experiences that can top yours. But share the assurance you have of salvation through Jesus Christ. That's something they don't have. And then 4th, trust God to use you to lead a New Age follower to Jesus Christ. You'll be surprised what he can do with a willing spirit.